Mina ngibona isimanga sikaNkulunkulu.
I see the wonder of God.
Angisi umuntu ogulayo kodwa odokotela bathi ngiqedwa ukukhathala.
I'm not a person who is ill, but the doctors say that I'm exhausted.
Uma ngiqalaza emuva ngithi hawu sekuyiminyaka eminingi ngishumayela ivangeli. Uma sekufika usuku lwami lokuthi ngihambe ngizojabula.
When I look back, I see it's been for many years now that I've been preaching the gospel, and I look forward to the day that I will go home.
Wow. Abanye bafika bathi hawu umfana nje.
Some say, oh, you're just a little boy. You're so young.
Manje ke thange ebusuku besinomhlangano nabantu abaningi balapha sizobonga uNkulunkulu osigcine unyaka wonke angene nathi futhi kulo nyaka omusha.
The evening before last, we gathered together here with many people, all the workers, and we thank God for having kept us throughout this past year and also trusting Him to enter with us into the new year.
Ngatotoba ngaya khona ngobe nginesifiso ukuthi ngibabone abantu. Ngibonge nabo ukuba uNkulunkulu esigcinile. Noma abanye bedlulile emhlabeni, thina ngomusa wakhe sisekhona.
In Afrikaans sê mens, ek het so intoe gestrompel. I just went there, I was very weak, but I had that desire in my heart to be together with all of them and to thank God for what He had done for us.
Wangqina uNkulunkulu.
And the Lord kept me.
Kodwa lapho sengifike embedeni, lasha laphela nya izwi lami. Abanye bakhulume nami kungaphumi lutho, abanye phume kancane. Ngathi hawu nonto ngeke ngibe khona emshadweni wakho, angazi yini ukuthi ngingabikho emshadweni wakho.
But when I got back to my bed, my voice was completely gone. With some, if I would try to speak to them, it wouldn't come out at all. With others, it would just be very weak, very soft. And I said, well, Nonto, I'm sorry. I won't be able to be at your wedding.
Abanye ke odokotela bathi ukukhathala nje. Kwathiko phela kwezwi kwavutha la emphinjeni kwababuhlungu. Ngathi finish. Emmanuel, angikho emshadweni wakho.
So the doctor says just exhaustion, but I felt it was hot here at my vocal cords. It was like it was on fire, and my voice was gone. And I just said, I'm sorry, Bella, I won't be able to be at your wedding.
Umisli chatubu kon. Oh, nank. Nambige la futi no antunis. Ngati gege umshatu. Finish. Uma ngizama ukuthola umshado, ngiyophuma sengifile.
And so I said to Miss Lydia Dube and Aunt Eunice, I said, I'm so sorry, it's finished. I won't be able to be at the wedding. If I would try to conduct the wedding, at the end of it, I would be dead.
Wakhuluma izwi eliyinqaba. Ethi, hayi, mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu uzokunika amandla ube khona. At awu. Uthini lo mntana omuntu?
And then she said something amazing. She said, well, maybe God will give you strength to be there. And I thought, well, what strange words is she saying?
Izolo ke ngathi angilale nje embedeni.
So yesterday I decided I'll just stay in bed.
Namhlanje ngizolala nje embedeni.
And I also thought today I'd just be in bed.
Iviki lonke ngilale embedeni. Zonke inkonzo keke ngithathe phela namhlanje usuku olukhulu lomshado ngolesibili ukhisimusi bese emva kwaloko kube New Year's. Ziyoba khona njalo inkonzo ngoba abanye bezele zona.
And I just thought, well, this whole week I would be in bed. I won't take all these services because we've got so many services. Today is a great day. It's a wedding. And then Tuesday we have Christmas Day. And then we have New Year's Day. And we always have services during those days, as usual.
Ngithanda ukusebenzisa leli thuba ngibonge kubona bonke abathumiza incwadi namakhadi nezipho nesibusiso senkosi angibanga namandla ukubaphendula.
I'd like to use the opportunity to say thank you to all of you who've sent me letters and notes, cards, and also gifts. I didn't have the strength to answer any of you, all of you. May the Lord bless you in these days that lie ahead.
Kulesibili sekukhisimuzi siyothokoza ukuba sizwe izindaba ezimnandi ngokufika kukamsindisi wethu uJehova ephenduka abe umuntu ezelela kithini uzosiza thina esingenakubamba nokuqonda ngengqondo nangezinhliziyo zethu.
On Tuesday we will celebrate Christmas and we rejoice when we celebrate the coming of our Savior into this world, God incarnate, who became flesh, and it's something that we cannot fathom with our human minds.
So thokoza uma sikwazi ukuhlangana nani, kodwa uma uhluleka ukuza, ungaba nokhisimuzi ekhaya nengane zakho. Usiqondise usibheke ezulwini ngoba ingane zakho uma uhluleka kuzona izona ziyokuthatha zikuyise esihogweni ushe nazo.
So we trust
uNkulunkulu uzoyifuna ingane zakho kuwe.
That on Tuesday we'll be able to be together and celebrate it together, worship the Lord. But if you're unable to be here on Tuesday, Christmas Day, then at home tell your children the reason of Christmas and bring them to heaven. Because if you fail to help your children, they will lead you to hell.
Manje ke, nakho. Angazi ngiyize nalokho enkonzweni, usiphazamise, futhi sokuphenduka into embi, sokubonakala nentombi eyinqulu la kulokho. Sokuyinto kaSatan. USatan akukho lapho engafaki khona unyawo lwakhe.
Now, I don't normally bring this to the service. This thing has become an evil thing which Satan uses, where you see pictures of naked women on there. And there's no place where the devil doesn't put his dirty foot.
Kodwa ekuseni namhlanje ngashayela uprincipal we-CCE, we-college, uyaxolisa ngokungabikho bebe le eNamibia. Namhlaba zoba angazi kunendawo kude ePitolini, kodwa sibe sendleleni yokubuya. Ngathi i-principal awungitshele, le ntombi yoshada manje bekuyintombi enjani, ngivezele iqiniso. Ngizoshumayela la. Anokuqaphelisisa ukuthi niphila kanjani ngoba ngizoshumayela ngani.
The principal of CCE College unfortunately cannot be here. They were in Namibia. They're on their way back. I think they're in Pretoria currently, on their way coming back. And so I asked her, I said over the phone, tell me what kind of a girl or young woman is this who's getting married? Because she was there in your college. So you've got to be very careful how you live, because I will preach about you as how you lived.
Kodwa uma ungathandi ukuthi idalulwe imsebenzi yakho emihle. Ngono uye kwabanye afundisi. Bakushadise ubanike nemali bazojabula kabi.
But if you don't want your deeds to be revealed and exposed, well then go to other ministers and other preachers and ask them to marry you, and you can even pay them for that service that they render, and they'll be very happy.
Maqondana nonto.
Concerning nonto,
uphumela number one. Kithina sonke uthole umhomisho ophambili.
She got the award that she was first in the whole college.
Altijd positief, gewillig, vriendelijk. Vol initiatief. Ube nomusa, abe positief njalo. Abe nomusa, ahleke. Abe namandla ukwenza izinto noma ehamba nabafundisa abasha ube ziphatha kabi engaweqi umngcele ubungamboni ekhulumisa ehlangana nabafana.
She was always positive, taking initiative, friendly, and when she went with the young preachers, she would always conduct herself well. She would never overstep the boundary. You'd never find her busy with boys.
Akaze nakanye ayenza maphutha. Kusho ukuthi uthola udumo lokugcina. College.
And so she was always an example and conducting herself well, and you never found her. She was with mistakes or doing things wrong. She was blameless at the college. She was a model CCE student.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngempilo yakhe. Nangu moya wabo ayofaka kwabanye.
So we are so grateful, she says, Mrs. Fumar, Dr. Fumar, for her life and also for the good influence that she had on the other students.
Mr. Emmanuel Mbele, Mkwenyane.
Now to the bridegroom.
Sengizoveza izimfihlo zakho.
Now I'm going to tell your secrets.
Ukhethe i-text izwi lenkosi kuJeremiah 31, verse 3 and 4.
He chose the text from Jeremiah 31, verses 3 and 4.
UJehova wabonakala kimi kude, wathi, ngikuthandile, ngothando luphakade, ngalokho ngikudonsile ngomusa, ngiyakubuya ngikwakhe, wakheke wena ntombi kaIsrayeli. Ngoba thina uma singabakwaIsrayeli sinjengentombi uJesu.
The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Because if we are with the Lord, then we are virgins before Him.
uphumule ekusineni kwabathokozayo uyakubuye utshale izivini cha kwangathi ugcina lapho kuverse 4
and again you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful again you will plant vineyards we'll end there
unyaka wokuqala ngo 1996 eku grade 12 e high school isinamuva district e high flats
in 1996 he was in grade 12 in high school isinamuva high school in the high flats district
isinamuva the one who dances
the name of the school is Namuva is the one who dances last the last
the one dancer. One sees the longest
that's the one that one takes notice of
uphindile uphindile ukhona la walenzansi ophi phindile sukuma bo akonje wena umfushane awuze la ntombi usakwazi ukugijima
Yes, Pindile, I'd like her to ask
Maybe
she can't run anymore because she's now married. Let's see if she can still run.
Nyambono Pindile, huye lo.
That's Pindile.
Oh, Pindile. Waba wokuqala okhuluma naye ngenkosi.
Pindile was the first person who spoke to the bridegroom about the Lord.
Ekhuluma ngokuphenduka.
Speaking to him about repentance.
Ben ngimbona njengomuntu okahle. Noma befika beyoshumayela ngibabuke kusukela phezulu ukuze kube phansi. Ukuthi bayiphathe kanjani? Nikawukisa kanjani?
Now, I was impressed, the bridegroom says, about the way that they lived, those that brought us the gospel, and the way that she lived, and also the way that she was dressed. Because the young preachers would come, go out to the schools, and go, came to his school as well to preach.
Bamfaka umoya bathi yinhle lempilo ephilwa yilaba bantu
and he was impressed by the way that they lived and he said well that's a wonderful life that they are living he wanted to be like that
uthi ngazabuka nasekhanda ngibona inwele zabo ezimfushane hayibo laba bafantu abafana abanye abantu
and he said he even looked at their heads and their hair the way they had their hair short. I said, well, they are different to other people.
Siyabonga ke, Mrs. Ukuba ube isibonelo esikhanyayo. Niyezwa nina basha.
So thank you for being such a good example. People look at you.
Abalifundi iBhayibheli, kodwa bafunda nina.
They don't read the Bible, but they read you. Thank you.
In 1977, why at Westfield University?
In 1997, he went to Westfield University.
University, usatanu befunu uti amzuze.
And there at university, the devil wanted to taking my way.
Amphuce uthando loqala.
And rob him of his first love.
Uthi bengqala nga ukuthi ndonseleke kube ngathi ngihlukaniswe nenkosi.
It was the first time then that he fell away from the Lord.
Kodwa ngokuphula kuthando lwakhe uNkulunkulu wamsiza wazigcina emsulwa.
But nevertheless, even though he fell away from the Lord kept him pure concerning girls and so on.
Asangane namantombazane.
He had nothing to do with the girls.
Wasigcina emhlophe.
He kept himself pure.
Akazahlangane namadrug nezidakamizwa.
Also kept him away from drugs.
No alcohol.
As well as alcohol.
Utshwala. Uthi-ke ngelinye ilanga lapho elifunda iBhayibheli lakhe.
Says one day as he was reading his Bible,
uNkulunkulu wamnika a second chance. Ithuba lesibili.
God gave him a second chance.
Ukuthi abuyele othandweni lokuqala.
That he could return to his first love.
UJeremiah, uNkulunkulu wayesekhuluma naye. Not go Jeremiah 31, verse 3 and 4.
And the Lord spoke to him through this text, Jeremiah 31, verses 3 and 4.
UJehova wabonakala kimi kude. Wathi ngikuthandile ngothando oluphakade. Ngalokho ngikudonsile ngomusa.
The Lord appeared. Has appeared to us from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Usho Jehova ngokuba ngiyakuthethelela ububi bakho, nesono sabo angisayi kusikhumbula.
And also the verse that says, I will forgive you your sin and remember it no more.
Uthi ngo 2009 wabona umakoti for the first time.
In 2009 he saw the one who is his bride today for the first time.
Why say aku Auntie Eunice? Wathi khona angahlangana lakho kuleyo mnyaka. UNkulunkulu wathi lo uzoba umngako.
And then he went to Adunis and he said there's something that he had met up with in years back where the Lord had said she will be your bride.
Uthu uAdunis wathi ubani igama lakhe.
And Adunis said, what is her name?
Wathi hayi angibazi.
And he said, no, I'm sorry, I don't even know what her name is.
Awusazi ngesibongo, uthangazi. UNkulunkulu wakhomba umuntu engingamaziyo.
And she said, not even the surname. He said, no, I'm sorry, God showed me somebody that I didn't know from a bar of soap.
Not how. Ngethuka. Kwaze kwahamba kwahamba kwavela ke ukuthi alizwe igama.
And then after some time he then heard the name.
Uthisha Nonto ngeke ngisashumise kodwa ngashumise kodwa emva kwalokho suba umesisi umema angazi ukuthi le enzansi bathini. Manje ezala ecollege ezofundela ukuthisha la kuyi campus. Wathi baba ubuke. Ayi ungabuki. Baba kukhona umcelayo.
And then, as Nonto was here at the college, she came to me and she said, Uncle Ella, there's somebody that came and spoke to Aunt Eunice who said that he wants to get married to me.
Why say to him, who began to fund this?
And he said, go and tell.
She should come to me.
And she said, she must come to me.
Not all right. Don't answer. Kukho nomfana ofuna ukushada nawe. Athi, ushada nami. Ingane ngingene eyunivesithi. Ngiyaqala nje 4 years ngizobala. Angizelanga ukushada. Mtshele lowo mfana ukuthi angicabangi nokuyicabanga leyo ndaba. Mangiqalayo because ka 4 years angicabangi umshado.
And when I told her that there's a young man that wants to get married to her, she said, look, it's out of the question. I've just started at the college. I've committed myself to a 4 years course and there's no chance for getting married. Some girls are not cheap. They're not tiki line. They are very expensive, very dear.
4 years. That's a good thing. 1 year. 5 years. Ekude wathi ngikuthandile ngothando oluphakade ngalokho ngikudonsile ngomusa ngiyakubuye ngikwakhe nakho kwakhiwa ngibuye ngikwakhe wakheke wena ntombi kaIsrayeli ube msulwe njengentombi.
And so the bridegroom really had to wait because Nonto was even taught now for 1 year. So all these years he had to wait. Well, some people are really built in a different way. And the Lord has built you, as it says here in this word. The Lord appeared to us from afar and he said that I will build you up again and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin Israel.
Kukhona abantu. Akatholanga isicelo sodwa. Zaziningane nentombi nezinsizwe ezinhle ezikholitshe lemali. Zithi baba sifuna ukuthembisa nonto. Oh, ngizokwenza njani ngoba ngiwumfana weposi. Angikwazi ukusho ukuthi hey, sokukhona omunye angikwazi ukuya. Lowo muntu uzothi angifuni ukuthi ashade naye. Nasuka ngaqonda kunonto. Ngathi nonto. Umthumele i-SMS. Wathi, baba, awufunde nami ngisho i-SMS angiyazi. Fundiswa ingane zami kulezi nsuku. Ebubini ngingane encane. Angizazi izinto zokuganga. Bengibuka nje. Ngishaya ucingo kuphela. Ngithubethile lo mfana othumi SMS. Uthi ufuna ukushada nami. Wathi baba, ingani wafika omunye? Ngathi ngiyastadisha. Mazise. Ukuthi ngibikele ukuthi ngase kusithekeni emakhoneni wakhuluma nami nge-SMS. Anifuni lutho kulokho. Noma esephinda wathi angifuni lutho. Hey, zikhona izinto emhlabeni. Uma kuthiwa ningashelani, abanye bayathumela ama-SMS. Ngale nto kungakhali bafaka SMS ngiyakuthanda nani isithandwa sam nani or rubbish yonke.
Hi. So that wasn't the only offer for marriage that she received. There were quite a few others as well. And then when I what should I do? I'm just post-boy, I've got to pass on the message. Otherwise, people will say, I don't want them to get married. So when I got this message from this young man, I went to her and I spoke to her. And then she said, but Uncle Anna, just look here. He sent me an SMS. And when somebody else came, I said, I'm busy studying. So please answer him and say that I told you that in secret he made contact with me and I want to have nothing to do with him. Even when he tried again after that, there was no chance for that. You see how some people go about it? They flirt by means of SMSs.
And he was a human, a nice-looking man with much money. She said, Angwazi ukushada nomuntu ozongithumela iSMS uma kuthiwa singakhulumisani bese sikhulumisani ngelokhozo. Wathi, cha, mtshele angimhloniphi nempilo yakhe yobuKristu angiyiboni.
And she said, please let him know I don't respect him and I don't really see that he's a true Christian by living like that and flirting by means of SMSs. And she also said, I can't get married to such a person. And so, Nonto, I honor you for that, because a person who gets up to mischief before the time will also get up to mischief even after he's got married to you.
Oh, Emmanuel, ngimbuzile kuseni, uyalazi igama lakho chazana. Athi, inkosi nami. Athi, ya, kuhleke. Abanye banegama elihle kodwa usathana nabo. Athi, inkosi nami. Kodwa behambe ganga namantombazane nabafazi babantu. Luyezu usuku lokwahlulelwa laba bantu mangaphendukanga ngendlela lolo suku olodwa luyovutha ngaphezu kweminyaka eyishumi.
I said, Emmanuel, do you know what your name means? He said, yes, the Lord with us. And I said, now that's a wonderful name. Some have wonderful names, but they don't live after that. They go about messing around with women, being immoral, and they'll have to stand before God one day and give an account. And that day will be a terrible day for them. That will be like eternity, where they will be judged and condemned for what they've done.
Manje niti nina giza nituli nje nikikiza mungena bantu angikikiza anga. Kota nako kumkikiza ayo. Sebe nkaka. Bezi ntumbi nto. Inzi zwa nzi. Akufanele ukuthi nikikize nishaya izandla.
Now, when the bridal couple entered in, I didn't ululate like the others did. But here, I want to ululate now in this manner that both of them are virgins at the age that they are at now. Isn't that something wonderful? Isn't that something that's worthy to be applauded? That's no small thing. It's not common. It's very scarce and rare. And it's we thank and praise God for that, because He is able to change a person and to keep a person. Like the choir saying, they ask me, is it really possible for the Lord to save a young man and a young woman totally from sin?
I text olketile usho kanje uJehova uthabanta basele ay verse 3 uJehova wabonakala kimi ekude wathi bonakalisa ukuthi ikuye ekude ngikuthandile ngothando oluphakade.
The text says, the Lord has appeared to us from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Ngalokho ngikudonsile ngomusa.
And I have drawn you with loving kindness.
Wazibonakalisa uNkulunkulu kuye ukuthi ngikuthandile ngothando lwaphakade.
The Lord appeared to him and revealed to him that he loved him with an everlasting love.
UJehova wabonakala kimi kude.
And the Lord appeared from afar.
UEmmanuel uqhamuka kude. Niyazi ukuthi emndenini wakhe kukhona izangoma ezihlanu.
Now he comes from afar. Did you know that from his in his family there are five witches, witch doctors?
Ababili babo sebephendukile bafike nalawa kwasiza abantu. Bavuma nezono bashisa nezinto zabo.
But two of them have already got converted and he brought them here to the mission. They brought these things to be burnt, the witchcraft fetishes, and they've turned to the Lord.
Asazi mhlambe kusazophenduka nabanye.
We don't know, maybe the others will also still get converted.
La sophenduke izangoma empili umfowabo wafika waqoshi isakila le wafika la injini wangene efuna ukumshaya umfundisi ngesakila ngesakila.
Now Uncle Joe Newlitz from down there, he was a fit young man. As a young man he would chop down big trees and also chase guinea fowl to try and catch them on foot. So he was that kind of a person. He wanted to become a Springbok rugby player. But now when he went to Bele's home to go and see him there, there were those two witch doctors that have got converted. His brother, Bele's brother, came and along the way he picked up a nopkiri and he came into the house and he wanted to strike Uncle Joe with it.
Lapho sangena endlini awafika umfundisi wambamba kahle wathi wamkhipha ukuze aphume ngeminyango akabuyanga.
And so he wanted to hit Uncle Joe with this nopkiri. Well, Uncle Joe was very gentle with him. He just turned him around, held him by his arms like that, and gave him a firm push out the door, and he never returned again.
Leon is we call Nala no my figure.
Is that young man here today?
Oh,
he didn't come. Well, I forgive him for not coming.
Yeah, manje mkwenyane. Aba kwenyane bangene phuthini no kalulu masebe shatile. Uma benga shatile kulukhulu. When they unmarried, they are sharp and live for the Lord. But when they are married, they turn to be nothing. And they're very blunt. Studd said, of all his young ministers, just about everyone turned out to be a hopeless case after he got married.
Uthi uStud umfundisi obeshumela enkabeni yase-Afrika ukuthi kuzo zonke izisebenzi zakhe cishe zonke zajika zangabi lutho emva kokuba zashada.
Uthi balahlekelwe ubuthuntu babo nokuvutha kwabo. Ngakho elinye imbizi uma wena ubuphila kahle kangaka uma sekufika unonto bese usukuphuphe.
I would cry tears.
Indoda into yenzeka madodeni amaningi.
So I'd cry tears, Manuel, if you would turn out to be like that and lose your spiritual sharpness and your fire for the Lord, and be careful of that danger into which many men fall when they get married. I don't know what causes that.
Mhlawumbe ngiyashiwa ukuthi awu makhothi wabamuhle ufika kodwa uma usoyijwayela indoda uyayikhahlela.
Now maybe it's like the Zulu proverb that says, well, the bride is so beautiful when she arrives at the home, but when she gets used to things, she kicks the husband.
Imbi leyo.
That's terrible.
Isono ke sendoda. Dule. IBhayibhele lithi owesifazana uyena nomsindo. Ukhuluma kakhulu, kodwa ukhuluma kakhulu nezono eziningi. Qonde lokho. Uma inkosikazi khuluma indoda ihleli nje. Yubhulukadaka. Nothing. Ngizokhala inyembezi.
Now, the Bible says the one who speaks a lot has a lot of sin. Now, if the wife just speaks a lot and then the husband just keeps quiet and doesn't help her and correct her, well, I'd be very sad.
Kukhona wafika kimi wathi siyathokoza siyakwazi 37 years ushumayela. Kodwa manje usushadile usuthola umfazi. Amandla akho asezophela. Uzokuthatha nge-string akubophe. Aqeda amandla akho. Siyokubona ke kusashumayela. Njengokuba washumayela kungakashadi. Niyazi ke soku 10 years umngami ephansi. Ukuthi ukushumayela kwami kwehliswa umfazi yini.
When I got married, some came to me and they said, well, we're so happy now because now you will calm down in your preaching. Your preaching will cool down somewhat because you're getting married. Your wife will turn you around her finger. Well, you know my life. It's now 10 years that my wife is in the grave. And you know whether that was true, whether their prediction came true, whether my preaching changed in any manner and cooled down in any manner.
Kubhlungu uma intshumayelo yendoda ebivuthe moyeni iphelele ukuvutha kuze kujike ukushata kwakhe ukushumayela kwakhe.
It's terrible that a man, after he's got married, if his preaching cools down and it's diluted, it's watered down, and change because of marriage.
Manje ngingathi ngani na?
I say why?
Mhlawumbe icala lisendodeni.
Maybe the kids are the last. Yabona ufike
usweetheart yakho. Uza ke kube mshop umthanda kakhulu, thathwa uthando ndi kakhulu. Uzomvulela nesicapha engene emotweni. Hawu, uzomthwala nge-tray. Usumonile, usejwayele lokho. Uma ngesonto elizayo ungasakwenzi, usezokudelela. Phaphamani bazalwane, nina nifaka amabhulukwe. Ukuze omkeni ubambe nje, batrainwa yinina.
So maybe it's the husband that spoils the wife. You see, when she just arrives, she's so beautiful. So he carries her on a tray. He opens the car door for her and does everything for her. But maybe next week when you don't do it anymore, then she despises you. You see, you men have got to wake up.
Your wives are there because of you. Afterwards, she doesn't do that. And then she starts to be cheeky. Yes. Manje, asivunyelwe ukuthi uma inkosikazi inoshiki sisebenzise inyama. Ungayisebenzisi inyama. Umfundisi Joe wamphendula nje kahle. Lo muntu lesakila. Wamfuta wawa phansi phandle akasangenanga. Kodwa thina bazalwane asikwenzi ngalokho. Cha. Uma inkosikazi ikudelela ungaphenduli. Uma uyindoda woza naye kumfundisi. Kumfundisi umelusi wakho. Kodwa ungayi kumelusi ophuphile, baningi baphuphile. Novivini abantu enivumisa, enivuma kubona. Uma behluleka ukunisiza, ukunifaka endleleni, ningaphindi niye kubona. Ungakhuluma kahle. Ngiyabona makoti. Lokho engikhulumayo mhlawumbe nonsense. Awuze nami siye kumfundisi. Siyithule kuye le ndaba. Uyeza. Usuthole isitshambokweke manje. Ngelinye ilanga unike ikhekhe kuba ngikusizile. Ngoba ngesinye isikhathi omakoti bayabesaba abafundisi uma besila abafundisi babo.
Don't take it in the flesh, though, when your wife is cheeky towards you. Don't do like Uncle Joe did when he turned that man gently around and he pushed him out the door. Don't do anything like that. Just do it spiritually. Say to your wife, well, if what I'm saying is nonsense, maybe it is nonsense, but let's go to our shepherd, spiritual shepherd. Let's go to the minister and we'll just put it all before him and we'll ask his advice concerning it. Now, you see, that's another way that you can correct her. Well, maybe one day you must give me a cake because I've helped you like that.
Kodwa nina madoda enditshelwa abafazi, nihlulwa abafazi, uyitshela imfazi, iskrime. Uwe, owonayo. Uwe, ngoba bekufanele ukuthi umlethe uze, aze la. Mhlamba umlethi ngoba nawe nezono usabo zodalula nawe.
Now, if your wife misbehaves and doesn't behave herself in a godly manner, you are at fault as a husband because you don't correct her because of that. And maybe you don't want to bring her to be helped because you've also got sin that you want to cover up and you're afraid that that will be exposed.
Umagiti. Uma inkosikazi yomuntu iluhlaya ukenxa yendoda.
So if the wife behaves like a crazy woman, it's because of the husband.
Awusile.
And you are not a good husband. That's why your wife is like that.
E-Europe, inyosi zakhona azifani nala. Inyosi zala Afrika zinolaka. Ziyamsuzela umuntu. Zimtinyele. Zibe luhlanya. Uzumbuze mboze ngengubo. Ubaleke. E-Europe, ingane incane zilale vlande nenyosi. Kese ngisho umuntu wenyosi, udokotela wenyosi. Inyosi zenu azihlabi ngani? Uthi hayi, thina uma inkosi isihlaba, siyayinquma, fake enye inkosi. Isize esilwayo silwa ngoba inkosi yabo isilwi. Awu, ngizofika Afrika ngishumayele, fundile. Umngako kwezabe nje, mhlawumbe ungena nje ngawe. Ufunani uNkulunkulu akuphule, akususe, athole indoda encono ekwazi ukumsiza. Uyazi mina ngakhululeka umfana umngami efa. Wathi ngibona inkosi yeza. Yangilanda, kukhanya ubuso. Ngaya emadolweni ngathi Nkulunkulu ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga. Benginovalo uma sengimi phambi kwakho naye athi awungifundisanga kahle, awungitrainanga kahle.
Now you know that European bees are not like African bees. African bees are very violent and they sting, they're dangerous. But in Europe, a child can sleep on the veranda with the bees there. They don't do anything. And I asked somebody there who's a specialist on bees. I said, why are your bees so docile and so non-violent and they don't sting? He said, if any bee would sting, we go to the queen bee and we kill the queen bee of that whole swarm and we get rid of them like that. I said, well, now I've learned a lesson. That's the reason I'm going to go back to Africa and preach about it. So you see, if your wife is as she is like that because of you, husband. Do you want God to get rid of you? When my wife was on her deathbed, she said, I see the Lord, the King, coming to fetch me. And I thanked the Lord for that. I went on my knees. I said, thank you, Lord, because I was afraid that lest I should stand before you and you keep me responsible for my wife not being right with you.
Yes, nontoke uzuguke ukhokhobe udonsi icansi ungakhohlwa nanini uma nibusisiwe ngengane. Wena awushadanga nengane, washada nompele. Uyeza ngoba awubheka ingane zabazalwane, ingane zabafundisi zinjani. Ngenxa yonina uyise uzokhuluma ta uqinisa kakhulu, awuba ungayishayi ubaba. Awushadanga nengane, ushade nendoda. Maye kuwe uma evuna ingane, woza ngiyakumema namhlanje noma ukuthi sondela umlethe ukuthi nayi ingane yami ayihlangene nami, ihlangene nengane. Iphi isihoko sigcwale ngenzani ingane zenu? Ziphi iy'ngane zenu namhlanje? Ziyahlonipha uNkulunkulu, ziyamazi uNkulunkulu. Ngithi wena mama washada nobani, ibikhona yini ingane lapho umthukana ushada wabusiswa ukuthi ibe yindoda noma ibe yintombi yakho? Konakala lapho. Niyezwa amadoda, indaba ilapho.
So Nonto, don't never forget till your dying day that you got married to a man, Bele, not to a school child, not to someone who's got to listen to you, and you don't take the side of your child. If God should ever bless you with children, don't take the side of the child and defend the child when your husband is reprimanding him. That's why your children are as they are, because of the wife being like that, taking the side of the child, defending the child. But when you got married to your husband, that child wasn't there. Don't allow that child to become in between you and your husband. That's why your children are as they are.
Manja ngisho ukuthi bonke makoti babi bakhuphile xa umoso wayinodada wabo waholisizwe wacula uhulda ingane yami yokuqala ngayiqamba ukuthi uholda umholda ube umprofetikazi. Hhayi abaprofeti banamuhla babonakala ngejezi noma ingubo ethize nebhande bethi wena unje uguliswa umasibanibani khonthakathi. Ababhulikazi labo, hhayi abaprofetikazi. Umprofeti ukhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu kuwe, akuvuleli iBhayibheli.
Now it's not all women who are like that, who are bad. The sister of Moses, she was a leader of the nation. And then there was Huldah. I named my eldest daughter after her. She was a prophetess, somebody who opens the Bible and brings you God's word.
Umfazi akufanele ukuthi aphendule indoda imubi mubi. Uma sofika kini kwaMbhele, ubaphathe njengabantu bakini, umama wakhona njengomama wakho, ihlobo zakhona njengosisi bakho nabafowenu. bathe bambonga uNkulunkulu kungasho uMrs. Vermakla ukuthi ube yistar yabo awube yistar ekhaya yizwe nabakubo bomkhwenyana ukuthi sifikelwe inkanyezi inkanyezi ibikhomba uJesu.
And so Nonto, at home as well, where you will be going, treat the other members of the family as like your own family, and that they will say, this is a star that has come into our home that is shining here. Not that you were only a star there at CC College, as Dr. Vermaak said, but that you'll be a star in your home.
Usara, unga Abraham, kutwa ungu mama we. Yena ubebiza indoda yakho Abraham ukuthi inkosi yami. Inkosi yami.
Sarah, who is the mother of the believers, called the mother of the believers, Abraham's wife, she called her husband, my Lord. That's how she addressed him.
Nina enshadile. Ngiyakwenza lokho, ngiyaliphila leyo nkosi. Leon Pizzo. Umaning of Wales. O Ningamangaluma in Ganesinus, the Pulas Bay Pork.
Now, you that are married, is that the kind of life, the standard of life that you are leading? If not, then don't be surprised if your children grow up as almost like spooks.
O Muni Wang Kotle, Lopense Gindaba. Omunye umfazi ube njengesangoma ngesilungu ukuthiwa isangoma uma usungithethisa ube mubi kabi indoda ikhuluma athi uthini wena uthini omunye undlunkulu wathi konje abantu bathi uyinkosi isidelele indoda konje but ingane yakhe encane uma unini sekhuluma naye athi uthini ukhuluma fana du naye nomyeni wakhe uyabona ukuthi wena o train ingane zakho ngendlela engafanele.
Now there was one woman, she was really like an old witch, a regrechte oude heks. If she would speak to her husband, she would despise him. And one was a queen. She would say, oh, the people call you a king. And she would speak to her husband, despising him. And then her daughter grew up like that. And when she would speak to her mother, she would put her hands on her side and say, now, what are you saying? You see, you as the parents, you train your children, and they take after you.
Not manin, hamba ngalandu swazi, ngabafaku swazi. And I know pinda nize him kulume ngumawini.
One day
my
children came to me and they were crying tears. They said, no, this is what our mother said, or what this is what she's doing to us. I said, just hang on a moment. I went and I took a rod and I came back and I gave them a good thrashing, a good hiding. I said, don't ever come to me and speak to me about your mother like that. They never did it again.
Mina ngiyamhlonipha, nani ngifuna ukuthi nimhloniphe. Manje ke ingane akufanele ukuthi uyitshele kabili yeka lokho. Once is enough. Kuyeke lokho, ungaphindi kwesibili. Ngeke isakholwe kuwe, isizohleka ngawe, ihlekisa ngawe. Ungakwenzi lokho, uyakwenza. Ungakwenzi lokho, iyakwenza. Khuluma once. Nani bomama, indoda, uma iniphatha kabi, noma intshela okungesikho kaNkulunkulu. Khulumani once, just once, ngomusa kaNkulunkulu. Awu baba, kufanele ukuthi ube njalo noma kuyiwe khona once uma ithi thula thula mfazi thula ungaphindi kwesibili thula kodwa yana ekamelweni emadolweni uthi nangu baba unje ukhuluma kunje ukhuluma kunje khuluma wena Nkosi. Ngayilini langa leyo ndoda yeza kimi. Yathi oh umngami sengiyaqala ukumhlonipha. Njalo uma ekhuluma into ukhuluma right. Akhulume right into ekhona. Ngithi akasihambe sibakashele lapha. Athi awubaba uzwa ngathi intando kaNkulunkulu. Ya. Imina ngindoda ekhaya uyakhona bekha abantu. Uthi kathathu. Ngiphikisa umngami kodwa first, second, third time ube right. Sengiyaqala ukumlalela. Yes. Marcos Gals, Mutsula, Lasa, Amanjane, and Pio, Unkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu, Tuzo, Shia, Ui, Senonin, and Amatele, Gumgat. When we are Kala, Utara, Namatele, Gumwe, Namatele, Wabai. And it was years, Febe, Nupatra, get rain. We go. Uma esefika ekhaya ecela ukudla uthi haw webusisiwe Gladys landela uyihle ukudla ngiyakwazi lokho makhosikazi uma nikwazi phendukani ningumizono ngabe kuhle ukuthi ningaphindele emuva ngebhasi liphinqike niye esogweni ngoba nisibumanga isono.
Now you as a wife also need to be wise. If your husband does the wrong thing, then just speak to him once. And if he then tells you to shut up and keep quiet, well, don't resist him. Just go onto your knees and ask the Lord to speak. There was a woman like that who the husband came to me afterwards and said, you know, I'm starting to honor and respect my wife because whenever she speaks, she says the right thing. I would tell her, let's go to those people to go and visit there. And she would ask my husband, do you really think it's the right thing to do? I said, yes, I'm the man there in the home. We'll do what I want to do. And we get there, and they're not there. And three times it happened. Every time she was right. So you see, don't throw away the authority that God gave you as a wife.
Have
you heard what was said?
Right? Ukhulekelwe kuphuma amademoni endlebeni ukuze uzwe isitha uma wakuzwa kugcineke ntombi.
If you've heard, you need to keep it.
Khona ke kube indodakazi kaSara nje.
Then you'll be Sarah's daughter.
Noka Abraham, kodwa ube indodakazi yami. Kodwa ngizophika ukuthi wini ngane yami uma kungasile. Ngokuvuma ukuthi kunjalo na indilingi.
Because you agree to that, here is the ring.
Nonto. Uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yonke ukuthi uManuel Mbele umyeni wakho omphiwe uNkulunkulu.
Do you believe with all your heart that he is the one that God gave you as your husband?
Iphileke leyonto.
She says yes.
UManuel Mkhwenyane.
Manuel
Mbele.
Mbele.
Uyamukela uNonto. Njengomakhothi wakho, njengomngako, nize nihlukanise ukufa.
Do you receive Nonto as your wife till death shall part you?
Umngcwaba esekhona.
Don't bury her while she's still alive.
Ngesikhathi somzabalazo. Abanye bangcwaba amaphoyisa. Let's kill a cop for Jesus.
During the time of the revolution, that's what people said.
How?
Some were buried alive. Didn't know that something like that existed. If you look at another woman, then you are burying her while she's alive. And don't bury your husband.
So long a pillar.
While he's alive, know that you've been
united.
In every problem, remember God is there. He said, from afar, he loved you.
All right.
And revealed himself to you, and he will build you up.
ngegama eliphezulu kwawo wonke amagama.
In the name above all other names.
Ngelikayise nelendodana likaMoya.
The Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Ngiqalekisa konke ukubi ukuze kumunge kudede ubona.
Curse everything that is evil and bad that might depart. May your love and your grace, Lord Jesus, and the love of the Fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you every day until you shall call us to stand before your throne.
Amen.
Amen.
Niphileke, niphilele iNkosi.
Live for the Lord. Propagate the gospel.
Uma sendichatile kakhulu. All right.